From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball insider. He's also a longtime columnist for the USA Today sports section. And Bob Nightingale, pleased to connect with you for the first time this season. So long time no talk. What's your impression of Wild Card Weekend, the way baseball set it up for the first time this year?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that everybody's fighting for home field advantage, and it meant absolutely nothing. I'm the only team that had, that won with home field advantage, the Cleveland Guardians, and they didn't even sell out their either game. So, what does that really mean?
Wow.
I think it means that home field advantage is, it doesn't really mean anything in baseball. I remember even going back to 2019 with the Nationals and Astros, nobody won a home game. The Nationals won 4 road games, and the Astros won 3 road games.
Why is that, do you think? Why has it become so non-effective or non-important in the baseball playoffs?
I don't know. I was talking to Rob Thompson of the Phillies the other day about this, and they've been on the road for about two and a half weeks. And, he was saying, I asked, is it sometimes even better to be on the road? And he agreed. Just you don't have the distractions of family and friends and tickets, It brings some camaraderie together because, everybody's on the road together. So you're going to see each other for breakfast and, grab some dinner, that sort of thing. I don't think it's, nearly the disadvantage, like it is in the other sports.
Mm. We're already down to the division series because Wild Card Weekend was set up with 3 days in a row, although we only needed the third day for the Padres and the Mets. So let's start with that one. The Mets win 101 games in the regular season, actually have the same record as the Atlanta Braves, who ended up edging them out for the NL East title, and they're done. How did San Diego do it?
I always thought there was two sleepers going to the playoffs, and it was San Diego and Seattle. Just because of the pitching. I mean, Yu Darvish in one game one is pitching as good as anybody, if not better, than anybody in baseball. Joe Musgrove, as we saw tonight, is a stud, through the first no-hitter in Padre history. Blake Snell, up until yesterday, had pitched very well down the stretch. You got Josh Hader in the bullpen. So a dangerous team, a dangerous pitching staff, just like Seattle, when they can throw, Luis Castillo at you. And Robbie Ray and Logan Gilbert, tough teams to beat, and both teams advanced. Obviously Ray didn't have a great outing by any means, but the Padres, they line up that rotation perfectly.
Considering all the moves they made at the trade deadline and the fact that it took a while for them to settle into the new lineup, once they clicked, they really took off.
They did, and Machado really led the way. But it's funny. I mean, a guy like Trent Grisham, this series. He would have been the MVP of a series if they had it for division series. You know, when he hit, you know, close to 500 and three, you know, two home runs, three or four ribbies, just on fire. And, yeah, fun team to watch. You know, Juan Soto has, you know, really disappeared when he got to San Diego. And he started to show, you know, a little bit more, you know, what he was in Washington during this postseason series, where, you know, the past couple months in San Diego, same with Josh Bell, you know, just, you know, weren't the same guys.
Bob Nightingale is with us from the road. He'll be on the road for about 5 weeks around the end of the regular season and on through this blitz of October. We're always excited to talk to him about baseball. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You were in St. Louis for the Cardinals series, and man, talk about a stunner. The way that they gave up those six runs in the ninth inning on Friday night and then really couldn't hit on Saturday. What was it like at Busch Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, the first game, when they coughed up the six runs, it got so quiet there, you could actually hear the Phillies bench cheering and clapping, that sort of thing. It was that quiet. You know, they kept, you know, starting to get excited on in game two, every time Pujols came up and Yadier Molina came up. You know, they had their chances. They could just never capitalize. You're not going to win a series when you have Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, you know, go 1-for-15 with six strikeouts. It's just not going to happen.
Obviously, the end of two Hall of Fame careers with Albert Pujols, who had an incredible second half, and then Yadier Molina, who had a hit in the ninth inning when they were attempting to rally. What did they say, and how did the fans treat them at the end?
Well, in Yadier Molina's last at-bat, you know, Pujols got pulled for a pinch runner in the eighth inning. Got a nice ovation, but with Yadier getting the last hit, you know, that kind of saved the season. You know, a lot of chance of yada, yada, yada. So it's pretty cool. I mean, even though, you know, I mean, Pujols obviously, you know, much better player. Pujols left. Yadi stayed. Yadi spent, you know, all 19 seasons there. So, yeah, it was special. You know, neither, it was funny, in the clubhouse, neither really, you know, sad or expressing tears, but some of his teammates were, but not those two guys.
How would you describe the last 2 months with Albert Pujols and his chase for 700?
Well, just phenomenal. I mean, you know, what he did the last 2 months is what he did for 11 straight years, you know, with St. Louis. It kind of reminded everybody just how great he was. And I think with the Cardinal fans, all they saw, you know, was greatness. They didn't see those years, you know, 9.5 years he struggled in Anaheim. So yeah, it was very cool. You know, standing ovation every single time it came to plate, and you know, everybody's buying new Pujols jerseys. They already had a closet full of the old ones, but they want the new ones.
They are a great fan base there in St. Louis. Obviously disappointed, but the Phillies have been in playoff mode for a couple of months, right? Fighting, scratching, clawing. They've been living on the edge. They were the last team to get into the postseason field. And, of course, they fired their manager, Joe Girardi, going back earlier in the season. How did they turn it around, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, they love Rob Thompson. He'll certainly be back. They'll give him a you know, 2-3-year contract here. You know, maybe what happened in Toronto, who knows? But I think they wanted a new voice in there, see what happens. And guys responded to Thompson. They really did. You know, Kyle Schwarber, you know, kind of led the way. He was the most steady guy with all the home runs. Harper was hurt for a while. You know, you got Wheeler and Nola, who you know, kind of led the way as far as the pitching staff. But, yeah, just hung tough. I mean, there for a while in September, looked like they might blow this thing. You know, they're playing so bad. And just got, you know, got hot again at the right time.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today is with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Spent the weekend in St. Louis. And what series are you headed to for the divisional round?
So I watch the Dodgers and Padres. So a little I-5 World Series, go up and down the freeway. Very, very easy travel. Easiest travel I've had since the 2000 World Series with the Yankees and Mets and Subway Series. So, yeah, it'd be interesting. We'll see what happens. I mean, in the last 28 games, the Padres will play the Dodgers. They're a 5-23.
Whoa.
So something's got to get at some point.
You imagine the Padres are like, not again. We have to see them again.
Exactly. The big boys on the block always kick sand in the Padres' face. We'll see it happens again.
Mm. Dodgers finished with 111 wins. Obviously, for them, a franchise record. Also, the first National League team to hit that mark in a century. But is there something to be said for not playing meaningful baseball over the last, my gosh, 5 weeks maybe?
Yeah, I'm also, sitting up for 5-6 days, Amy, and the fact that, you're not playing any games at all. I'd be very curious to see how it affects, the other teams, whether it's the Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, that sort of thing. We'll see. Dodgers have a lot of question marks, after Kershaw and Urias, who's going to pitch game three? Hmm. Who's going to close out games in the bullpen? I still think in the National League, it's not all of baseball. The World Series goes through Atlanta. I just think Atlanta's that good once again.
Right. The Braves surging at the end, catching the Mets where they did not hold the lead in the National League East for only but a handful of days during the regular season. And they also get a familiar foe in the Phillies. So that's interesting, right? Because we have two series in which they are divisional matchups. In the American League, the Mariners, they are a team that has a flair for the dramatic. With the back-to-back walk-offs to make their first postseason in 21 years, then the way they rally against Toronto, which was just phenomenal. What makes this team tick like they do?
Yeah, they're starting to believe themselves. It's a young team. And like you said, a great pitching staff. I mean, so in the division series against Houston, I think they're going to give the Astros fits. I really do. Where this team's going to go 5 games. But, in game one, you're going to have Logan Gilbert, who's been unbelievable, first full season. Then you come back with Luis Castillo, who was easily the best pick at the trade deadline. Teams missed out by not grabbing him. The Mariners got him. And then, you go Robbie Ray, defending, Cy Young Award winner. So, yeah, they can cause a lot of problems. I know Astros beat him up during the season, but, Seattle didn't have Lucas Steele all season. They had him at the trade deadline.
They were a team that obviously last year got so close to the playoffs, so maybe not unexpected that they would finally punch their ticket in 22. The Guardians, though, they kind of come out of nowhere. Youngest team in Major League Baseball. They've got the management of Terry Francona. I mean, he's been around baseball forever. He's a lifer. The dude still gets nervous and anxious around games like this. They have to walk off in the 15th inning to be able to move on to the next round. What do you like about that ball club and the way that they've carried themselves this year?
They play kind of old school baseball. They don't hit home runs, but they don't strike out either. Put the ball in play great defense. You're right, Amy, with the Francona is gonna be in the Hall of Fame one day. It's fun. He talks about, because he lives right downtown there by the ballpark, he'll ride a scooter to and from work. Fans are stopping and, giving him pizza, stuff like that. But just a great dude. So, yeah, it's good for him and a great character for the game and really one of the best managers we've seen in probably the last 50 years.
Yeah, and of course, guiding Cleveland to a World Series appearance in 2016 after winning the AL pennant. The Yankees didn't end up allowing the rest of the East to get super close, but obviously had some angst over the course of about the 6 weeks or so after the All-Star break. What are the elements that might make you nervous about them actually capitalizing on what was a real strong season?
A little bit like the Dodgers, who's going to close the games? I mean, obviously, Chapman's having the playoff roster. Clay Holmes has, struggled and been banged up. So, yeah, you wonder how that's going to work. Rotation-wise, a lot of questions, too, after Gerrit Cole and Cortez. Nestor Cortez, what happens there? So I think similar teams. I mean, it's a very good team, but it's very flawed. I think, if they get to the World Series, it'd be a big upset because Houston Astros would be very favored.
Mm. Bob Nightingale with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Before I let you go, we did this fun show last week in which we asked the fans the best and brightest of baseball in 2022, whether moments, whether memories, whether milestones. Bob, you've watched the whole thing, man. We put 162 games in the rearview mirror plus wild card weekend. So what would you say are the best and brightest of 2022?
Well, I still got to go the old school, though, just a home run chase. I'm going to see, be in Arlington, Texas, and watch Aaron Judge hit that 60-second home run. Just so much relief on his face, the way the teammates reacted, jumping over the railing. Very cool. And then on the other side, Albert Pujols hitting, 700th home run. Nobody thought that was going to happen. He only had 6 home runs the first half.
Right.
Looked like he might even retire. And then he does that, which, monster second half. So I think the home run races, both of them, really kind of made baseball, fun again. Other guys, young guys, whether Julio Rodriguez, Bobby Witt, those guys, kind of electrified fans. But in the end, it was a home run, just the old school home run stuff that I think made so much news and was so popular.
You know what I really loved is seeing how the Yankees and the Cardinals respectively were so energized by the chase of those iconic numbers, 62 and 700. It certainly seemed like just those individual pursuits really electrified their clubhouses and certainly propelled them to a bunch of wins.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Pujols meant the world to the Cardinals, what he did on the stretch. Same with Judge. I mean, Judge, when the Yankees were struggling, he was the only guy hitting. I mean, he carried that team. That's why I think, he's a runaway winner for the MVP award. There's, 30 ballots. I bet he gets 25 or 26 of the 30 votes. You take him away, they may not even make the playoffs. They certainly don't win the division. They might be a wild card team at best.
Mm. All excited now for what's to come. The division series start in all their glory, 4 of them on Tuesday. And Bob Nightingale, our Odyssey baseball insider, as well as USA Today columnist, will be in Los Angeles for the Dodgers and the Padres. It's always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much. You can find Bob on Twitter at B Nightingale.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you so much, Amy.
From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. From outdoor shades for relaxing in the yard to blackout shades that help your newborn and your family get a good night's sleep, Blinds.com is grateful to be part of your home. To say thanks, we're inviting you to our friends and family sale with up to 45% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Ordering custom window treatments online doesn't have to mean sacrificing style or service. Shop the latest styles of curtains, shades, shutters, and more. Need help making a selection? Blinds.com's design experts are always available for free consultations. Need help with measuring or installing? We've got you covered there too. Plus, there's no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and no showrooms or retail markups. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop our Blinds.com friends and family sale now through October 12th for up to 45% off everything, plus doorbusters. Save up to 45% site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.